Welcome back to the Inside Public Accounting Podcast. I'm Rob Brown, joined as always by my wonderful co-host, Chelsea Summers. And Chelsea, today feels a little bit different.
It does. This is a special one for us. We are now one episode away from officially wrapping up season one and crossing the 1 year mark.
Our 1 year anniversary.
I don't think either of us or me fully expected to be sitting here saying that a year in.
Well, you speak for yourself. I always thought this was going to be the finest show in the whole accounting ecosystem. I believed in us. I certainly believed in you. But genuinely, yes, there's something called Podfade, which says 80% of podcasts don't make it past 12 episodes. And we have definitely gone that. This is a milestone worth pausing on, reflecting on, and even celebrating. So a full year. How are you feeling about it?
Honestly, I am proud. I'm really proud. So when we recorded that first episode, I remember thinking, are we going to cringe in 6 months listening to this? The answer is a little bit yes. We were not as polished. I was not as polished as I am now. But I go back to that episode sometimes, and it reminds me that it was the start of something that I think we're doing that's really important. We had an idea, and we hit record, and we haven't stopped.
Well, we knew there was something that wasn't in the marketplace that needed to be. And so much great stuff that you put out there on your usual channels, but it wasn't in a podcast form. And I'll be the first to admit, I've been doing podcasting for many years. That first episode was a little bit rough around the edges as you and I started to work together. But there's something I actually loved about it. It was honest. It was factual. It told stories behind the data. And it was us figuring out in real time what this show is going to look like. And maybe people felt that too.
Yeah, I think that's very much the spirit of this. We're not a slick production studio. We're two people who really care deeply about the profession. And we want to have those real conversations. And I hope that's come through in everything we've produced this year.
Well, I would say it has. And I look at how far you've come on as well as a presenter and an influencer and authority and a strong voice in this space. I know you're much more in demand for podcast guest spots and podium spots on the big conferences. When we started, I don't think either of us knew if anyone was actually going to tune in. We hope you put it out there and people will come, but that's been quite a journey.
Yeah, I remember thinking, we know this is valuable, but will anybody else? Yeah. And what's really blown me away is the quality of the listeners that we built. These are people who are really engaged. I'll be at a conference and someone will walk up to me and say, hey, I really loved that episode on advisory services, or that interview that you just did really shifted how I'm thinking about insert topic at our firm. Those moments, they really get me and I appreciate it.
That never gets old. And it's not usual for people in the podcast game to know who their audience is, because you put it out there and the stats tell you not who's listening, but on what device and in what countries. You may even get a little bit more demographic information, but you don't know who. But you are at those conferences, Chelsea, and I know they come up to you and tell you about the show and ask questions, and that never gets old.
No, it doesn't. And the emails after an episode drops, when someone takes the time to say, hey, this one really resonated with me, that means so much to us. And that's the whole reason that we do this. So to anyone listening right now who has ever done that, thank you so much. You have no idea how much it fuels us to get that feedback.
Yes, feedback's good, especially when it's so heartwarming. And this episode is part reflective looking back and part preview looking forward. So let's talk about the year, Chelsea. There's been a lot packed into season one, these first 12 months. What moments have stood out for you?
The Q&A episodes, those are always a highlight for me.
Hearing
when we hear directly from the listeners, we're getting their questions and we're feeling that connection with the people who are tuning in every week. So those episodes remind me why we're doing this. And we haven't done one of those in a while, so we may need to bring one of those back as a bonus episode.
I love that idea. Put it on the list. What else has stood out for you?
So the end of year episode I did last year, that was really fun. I did my top 10 predictions for 2026, and I had no idea how that was going to land, but people really resonated with it. There's something fun about putting yourself out there with the actual predictions.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I have that list written down somewhere of your top 10 predictions, and we're going to have to revisit those and see which ones have planned out. So I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, I knew that one was coming. I also really enjoyed all of our interviews. We've covered so much ground this year, from ESOPs to private equity, advisory services, technology, training, the human side of the profession. We've had conversations that I think really moved the needle for people who are trying to navigate what's happening in public accounting right now.
Yeah. And the majority of episodes are you and me co-hosting, but occasionally, you're right, we've taken on interviews. We curate our guests very carefully, and they're a big part of what's made this season one successful. We have thoughtful guests that weren't just wanting a platform to talk about themselves. They were genuinely sharing real experiences, real perspectives. I'm really proud of the caliber of conversations we both had.
Same. And I think what all of those episodes have in common is that they were rooted in what's happening in firms. We didn't deal too much in the theory, but really the real stuff that the practitioners are dealing with.
Yeah. So a successful season one, a successful year one. Let's talk about season two, because we've come up with this idea of seasons, haven't we? It's felt like a natural line in the sand. We've learned a lot about what resonates and a lot about what people really want to dig into as the audience of the show.
Yeah, I agree. And season two is going to look a little bit different in format. We're going to go a little deeper on topics. So instead of doing one-off episodes and topics, we're going to do multi-week series. So 3 to 6 weeks dedicated to a single theme. So we're really going to explore that theme from different angles.
And part of that is us wanting to say more about specific topics, but part of that is your audience saying, I wish we could learn more about that, right?
Yes, exactly. So we're kicking off season two with something that is close to both of our hearts. We're calling it Rewriting the Story of Accounting. This is going to dig into the perception gap that the profession has right now, the culture shift happening inside firms, and what's going to take to close that gap. We know many of you listen to this podcast on the go, driving to work, working out, even doing chores. Now you can get CPE credit for that time. With Earmark, you can earn free NASBA-approved CPE for listening to the Inside Public Accounting podcast. After you listen to an episode, take a quiz, and your certificate will be ready. Earmark has courses for everyone in your firm, from staff to partners. Get started today at earmark.app or download the free app on the App Store.
I'm so glad we've got some room to breathe on these, where we can go into seasons just beyond scratching the surface and throwing out statistics. So yeah, that topic could not be more timely. Rewriting the story of accounting. I've interviewed a lot of heads of state societies, and they're very much open to being on the record saying accounting has a branding problem. So we're going to look at that perception problem, and is real. It is affecting recruitment and grad uptake. It's all about the next generation, Chelsea, and whether accounting is a good career choice.
Exactly. And we're also going to do a bonus episode within that series. And Rob, this one is yours. You are an expert on personal branding, and we're going to talk about how building a personal brand can actually help us tell a better story in the profession. So it's not just for yourself, but for the whole profession.
Yeah. Exhibit A for people who are watching the video of this, but this book, Build Your Reputation, the strat line is grow your personal brand for career and business success. And yes, it's good for you personally to have a personal brand, but it's also good for you to be an ambassador of the brand of accounting, to talk it up a lot more. So I've been thinking about this a lot. The story of accounting is being told by people outside the profession, but not so much by the people living inside the profession. And that's got to change. And personal brand gives you a voice and a platform.
Yeah. And we're going to close that first series with some takeaways. So things that practitioners can actually do to help rewrite that narrative. We're not just going to talk about the problem, but let's start to move towards some solutions.
Amen. Love it. So what else is on the docket, Chelsea, for season two?
Yeah, so we're going to spend some time with the IPA 500, do a deep dive into the firms that make up the list, what's happening at different levels in the profession. Then we're going to get into the 2026 practice management data, which is always one of the most valuable things that IPA publishes, and always so much to unpack in that data.
There's so much eye-opening stuff here. People really people hear the numbers and they think they know what to expect and what's going on. But once they see the numbers as you present them, they start to think differently.
They do. And after we talk about the practice management data, we're going to do a series on our IPA best of the best, specifically looking at those high performing firms and what those firms are doing differently. There is a gap between the top tier and the rest of the market. And it's good to understand what creates that separation.
Fans love to look over the garden wall and see what people are growing in their garden. Or look into the bait box and what are you using to catch this? It's that curiosity. So That's going to be a great series. Fan leaders are going to want to listen closely to what we've got to say on that.
Yeah. And following those best of the best conversations, we're going to dig into the people problem. And I say the many facets of, and I say that intentionally, because it's not a single issue. It's recruiting, it's retention, it's development and culture and the pipeline, and it's all connected together. We're going to try to actually pull those pieces apart and look at them all separately.
That's going to be so valuable. I've heard it said that everything is downstream of people. So if we get the people conversation right, that is the conversation that every firm leader I know keeps coming back to.
Yeah. And then we're going to close out 2026 with a conversation on building the future of the firm, which feels like a fitting way to end the year. We're not just looking at where we are, but where the profession is headed and how firms can position themselves to be part of that future.
That's such a strong lineup of topics we've got that I'm really fired up about. It's the kind of content that I think actually helps people do their jobs better. They're on the front line dealing with clients, but also those people at the top leading, owning their firms. It helps them operate more effectively.
Yeah, that's the goal. And that's always been the goal of our podcast. We wouldn't be doing any of this without all of the different facets of people who listen to us.
Yeah, genuinely. We say this on every episode, but it's worth saying again with more intention today. Thank you for showing up every week, for sharing episodes with your colleagues. We know that the show has grown significantly. Thanks for your questions and your feedback, even if it's just talking to Chelsea at an event and telling her how much you love the show. You're the reason we keep doing this. We wouldn't do it to an echo chamber in an empty room. But when things felt tough with us and we're wondering about the direction of this and were we doing the right things, we're standing here at our one-year anniversary of the Inside Public Accounting podcast, and I'm bursting with pride, Chelsea.
A year ago, we hit record and hoped someone would listen, and you guys did. So as we close out season one and look into season two, we're going into this next chapter because of you and for you. We're going to work harder, go deeper into the data, and keep having the conversations that matter for this profession.
Yeah, and keep helping us with that. You've got questions, you've got topics you want us to tackle. Reach out to us. We want to hear from you. This is a collaborative show. And that Q&A episode that's coming up sooner than you think might feature your question.
On that note, this is the last episode of season one, and we'll be bringing you season two next week. We'll see you there.
Thanks for being part of the journey. We'll see you. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can click below to subscribe and check out more from Inside Public Accounting.